Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, the place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following message is from the series, Haggai and Zechariah. Who in the world are these? Two messengers, one message.
Zechariah chapter number 4, I'll probably drop out. Amen. You continue to read the word of the Lord. Amen. But the word of the Lord is already blessed. Amen. So let's read Zechariah 4. Amen. Zechariah 4. Amen. Verse 1. Let's read. And the angel that talked with me came again and awakened me as a man that is waking out of his sleep. And he said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I look, and behold, a candlestick of all gold with a bowl upon the top of it and seven lamps thereon. Continue.
Seven pipes to the seven lamps. Two olive trees are by it, one at the right of the bowl and the other at its left. So I answered and spoke to the angel who talked to me, saying, what are these, my Lord? Then the angel who talked with me answered and said to me, do you not know what these are? And I said, no, my Lord. So he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord Zerubbabel. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel you shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands shall also finish it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. For who has despised the day of small things? For these seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. They are the eyes of the Lord, which scan to and fro throughout the whole earth.
Verse number 10 is where I'll lift my thought for today. It says, for who has despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel, who those seven, they are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth. Read that again. For who have despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel, whose those seven, they are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Read it one more time. It says, for who have despised the day of small things? And I'll stop right there. For who have despised the day of small things? Well, a few moments, I want to lift a thought from that question that he asked a question, but then he sort of kind of answers or speaks to the despising. He says, they shall rejoice. All right. And when I was reading that and meditating on that, I came that what is he really asking for? Who has despised the day of small things? And then I started thinking about the text and in the context of this text. What is he really talking about? And who, what is he asking? And out of that, I came to the conclusion that there's an undertone here. Are you despising it or are you desiring it? Are you despising it or are you desiring it? Do me a favor, and you might not understand it all right now, but just stick with me. If I'm any measure of the preacher that I believe God has made me, you'll understand it so much better in a few more minutes. But ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, do you desire it or do you despise it? Ask your neighbor one more time. Say, neighbor, do you desire it or do you despise it? Ask your neighbor one more time. Say, neighbor, oh neighbor, do you desire it or do you despise it? Father, we thank you for the word that you stored in my heart to minister. for these next few moments, give me articulation of speech. Declare truth through me. Speak to your people on levels that they've not been spoken to heretofore. Speak now, God, and let it be like apples of gold and pitchers of silver. Speak now, Lord, and let the thing that we've been longing, but because it has been a long time coming, let us determine that we really do want what we've been desiring. And we will not despise it because it has not manifested yet. Speak, Lord. Speak to every one of our issues and every one of our perplexities and every one of our problems. Speak, Lord. Give solutions, God. Give next steps, Lord. Give a shout, God, out of our bellies because it now has happened. We thank you, Father, for the gathering of the saints, God. We thank you for the gathering of the saints. Now, Lord, in this Sabbath day, speak in a manner that would give us rest, that we could walk by faith and not by sight. And as you do it, we glorify your name. And all God's people said amen and amen. Desired or despised? Who have despised the day of small things? Desired or despised? Last Sunday, the last lesson, we learned about what's practical. We learned about the pressure, and we learned about the prophetic that is involved with completing what God has assigned us to do. Whenever God has assigned you to do something, there will be a practical part of it that you must understand. There will be a pressure that comes with doing what God has called you to do. And you got to survive through the pressure. Come on, tell your neighbor, you got to survive through the pressure. A lot of people cannot take the pressure that comes with being a husband. A lot of people can't take the pressure with being a wife. A lot of people can't take the pressure that's responsible for going to the 7th grade, to the 8th grade. A lot of people can't take the pressure of going and get a job and now I got to be there Monday morning at 7:30 sharp. You thought getting to class was something. Wait till you figure out you got to get to work. And you get some demerits when you ain't there. And demerits lead to firing. You be running through traffic. Get out of my way. Move. Why are you driving like that? Because there's some pressure to get to work on time. Most of the good things in life, that when you receive them, one of the things that you find out is that there is a pressure with this. You think you up under some pressure with no money? Wait till you get up under some pressure because now you have money. What should I do with this? What do I invest? What do I spend? What do I give away? Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. Oh, there's some pressure with getting money. Just like there's some pressure not having money. How am I going to pay my bills? Are they going to put me out? That's some pressure. But there's some pressure also that you have to bless who God told you to bless. You have to lend to the poor. And you can't call them panhandlers. Okay, y'all ain't saying nothing now. All right, so last week we learned about the practical that is involved with God calling us. Then we learned about the pressure. And what helps the practical and what helps the pressure is understanding that I have the prophetic overshadowing me. Ah, God. I have the prophetic overshadowing me. Somebody just put your hand up just like this and say, I have the prophetic overshadowing me. That means through the waters and through the fires, he leads me to a wealthy place. And they're going to be practical. There's going to be pressure. But you got the prophetic leading. God's going to have you to be right where you're supposed to be. And now we as the people of the Most High God, in the season that we're now in, we have to know that our steps are ordered and I'm where I'm supposed to be. And tomorrow I'm going to be where I'm supposed to be. And Wednesday I'm going to be where I'm supposed to be. And Friday, why? Because I am his sheep and I know his voice and a stranger I will not follow. So I'm not going to let the wind and all kind of stuff blow me all over the place. I'm going to just be where I'm supposed to be. I'm going to just do what I'm supposed to do. And I'm going to watch the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and added no sorrow, continually added unto my life. You have the prophetic overshadowing you too. Talk to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, you got the prophetic overshadowing you. I don't know if we understand the depthness of that. He'll turn, if you need to turn left real quickly, he'll get you to turn left real quickly. I wish I had somebody that knew what I was talking about. If you need to put on brakes, he'll have you put on brakes on a dime. If you need to leap in this moment, God, with the prophetic overshadowing us, he will have us right where we need to be. So tell that voice to shut up that keep telling me I'm out of place. Is this the job that I'm really supposed to be working? Is this the marriage? Now, if it's questioning the marriage you're supposed to be in, tell that voice to shut up real loud. And the married folks ought to say something right there. Whom God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Whom God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Okay, y'all, okay. Married folks, y'all will be talking back to me. Whom God has joined together, let no man put asunder. I ain't going to let no voice separate me from her. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Thank you, Brother Robert. Me and you will work out that. Ah, she too fine. She make, oh God. She make whatever she make too well. She, oh, y'all ain't saying that. She's too intelligent. Y'all ain't saying, she goes to work. I ain't gonna let nothing separate us. There'll be little voices that tell y'all ain't compatible. I'm doing some marriage 101 now. Pay attention, Nikki. I'm doing some marriage 101. Don't let no little voice talk about somebody better. Ain't nobody out there better than what you got at home. That's a trick of the enemy. And I hear that preacher right there. I'm glad you're clapping that. I don't care what they look like. Y'all ain't hearing me. That's a lie from the enemy. Go home. If you're sitting by somebody married, tell them, go home, go home, go home, go home. You got the best thing in the world right at home. I ain't gonna let these little voices. If you're not careful, these little voices will have you confused, crazy, and always contemplating something foolish. Oh, come on, preacher. Y'all didn't hear what I said. If you're not careful, these little voices will always have us confused, amen, and crazy, and always contemplating something that's cuckoo and out this world. My marriage is good and getting better. I can't wait. We're on the sunny beaches of Florida in a few moments. It's going to be even nicer because there ain't going to be no children with us. Hallelujah. Marriage can really be good for the next 4 or 5 days. This is what I got in it for. Tino, you're going to let me preach this morning. You can't listen to these voices. Come on, high five somebody. Say, you can't listen to these voices. You can't listen to these voices because you have the prophetic over you and it's directing you. Amen. What you're supposed to be involved in, and it directs you what you're not supposed to be. And it ain't just for us married folks. It's for you single folks too. It'll tell you you ain't ready for marriage. You're still a child. Tell her to go home, Chris. You got to study. What, I shouldn't have picked on him? Okay. I like picking on Chris. Y'all ain't figured that out yet? No, it ain't. She ain't the one. The book is the one right now. Science is the one right now. She's strange. She's weird. She want to be too close. She ain't the one. I'm telling you, Chris, she ain't the one. I don't care how cute she winks. That's the devil. Blink back. Say, devil, I rebuke you. His mind got to be on school. It ain't deep. I ain't got to meet her. And I'm putting you all the way out there, ain't I, Chris? Chris don't mind. Me and Chris roll like that. We need to tell our young folks this. You ain't got your college degree. You ain't got no money in the bank. You ain't got no roof to put her up under. She ain't the one. He ain't the one. Especially not right now. And we need to say this real loud to our young folks. When you get married, you need a job. Sometime too. When you get married, you need some house. Apartment, something. Okay, y'all getting quiet on me. You ain't got to have all the money, but you need some money. Who was that? You get married, come on, married folks. Y'all better talk to these people. You get married, you need some money. Love was cool until you got married. Now she wants some food. That was real nice when we were dating. Now can you buy me some shoes? Can we go to the mall? Man, I took my wife out for her birthday on Friday. Y'all don't want to know how much I spent. It was expensive. What was that? It was expensive. And she just sat up there and smiled. Like, he's spending his money. He's spending his money on me. I'm just playing. Yeah, she was. We need to tell our young folks this. Absolutely, you got the prophetic overshadowing you. I know exactly where I am. And it must lead you into seasons and times. You need to look at, be able to look at life and say, this is the season for this. This ain't the season for this. That good preaching got one hand clap. That's amazing. And that's what Haggai and Zechariah, he's trying to let the children of Israel know their time and their season. They are now in the prophet office, but they're also in the priest office, and they're trying to show the people of God the season that they're in. And they're trying to show them that you if you pay attention, you're right where you're supposed to be. You're not missing anything. The ones that are missing it are not where, this is what Zechariah and Haggai are telling them. The ones that are missing it are the ones that are still in Babylon. I know it doesn't look like it, but you are the ones that are right where you're supposed to be. God, that could preach. Tell somebody, you are the ones that right where you need to be. Put in your notes, because I'm going to run out of time. 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. Put in your notes, 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, verse 2 through 11. It tells us the things that happened to the children of Israel, it was for our example. It was for our learning. That we would not repeat the mistakes, the sins, and the blatant idolatry that they did, that we would not do the same. So whenever we see an Old Testament, and this is why I love the Old Testament gives us example and situations of where the people of the Most High God fail. And 1 Corinthians 10 tells us these things happen that we might know how to walk in truth. So when I look at Zechariah chapter number 4 with that thought, I start to think about, how do I look at this text with the other things that have been taught to me in chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3, and how do I now see what it means for Israel, see what it means for Zubariel, see what it means for Zechariah, and then also see what it means for me, that I can develop applicable principles that I can walk by faith and not by sight. So Corinthians tells us the things that happened to them, it was for our example. This is the powerful thing of the Old Testament, that we can get things that are for our example. It can show us how to succeed where they fail. Do me a favor, say real loud, say, I'm going to succeed where others fail. Come on, say it real loud one more time. Say, I'm going to succeed where others failed. And in lesson last week, he told us that Christ, the branch, our Redeemer, was in the midst of us. And with Christ, the branch, our Redeemer, in the midst of us, it should be the foundation of moving from faith to faith, strength to strength, and glory to glory. One of my favorite scriptures, it says, now thanks be unto God that always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Now thanks be unto God that always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Now, thanks be unto God that always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. All right? What did we just say? I'm gonna succeed where others fail. I just said Christ, the branch, is among us. He is the foundation, that where that foundation is, amen, failure really should not be an option. Now, I'm not trying to condescend. I'm not trying to throw anybody up under the bus. Absolutely, we're all going to fail, but we don't have to. We can succeed where failing was predominant. We can succeed where failing was predominant. All we got to do is stick with the foundation. Somebody said me real loud, stick with the foundation. He says, Christ, my branch, your redeemer, he is here. In Zechariah chapter number 3, and this is the foundation of where we're going to go from here. In Zechariah 3, he says, I'm going to be in the midst of you. In Zechariah number 2, he says, I'm going to be a fire all around you. In the midst, a fire all around. In Zephaniah, he says, not only am I going to be in the midst of thee, I'm going to sing all over you. So he's in the midst. He's a fire. And now he sings. Ah, God, I need to help somebody right there. Whenever it feels like you're about to fail, listen for Zion's song. You got to get this, all right? And I'm going to give you the scripture again. In Zechariah number chapter 3, he says, the branch is going to be in the midst of you. In Zechariah chapter number 2, he says, I'm going to be in the midst of thee like a fire all around you, all right? In Zephaniah, he says, not only am I going to be in the midst of you, he says, I'm going to sing over you. So whenever you feel like you are swaying, listen for the song of Zion. And I promise you, the voice of God will sing you through. God, come on, ask your neighbor. Say, neighbor, are you listening? Neighbor, are you listening? Come on, tell him the song of Zion is trying to sing you through. God. Whenever you feel like you're failing, whenever you feel like you're ready to give up, whenever you feel like you're not going to make it, I promise you, if you can tune your ear in to the channel of heaven, the channel of glory, the channel of God, you will hear God singing a song to tell you to hang on. I feel like preaching, y'all. You will hear a song that says, don't give up now. You will hear a song that says, it ain't over yet. You will hear a song singing, do you love me? And you would respond back, I love you more than anything. So he says, I'm the branch in the middle of thee. He says, I'm going to be a fire around thee. Zephaniah picks it up and says, I'm going to be in the middle of thee and I'm going to be singing all over you. How can we sing? How can we fail with God singing over us? Paul talking to the church of Rome, he says, now if what should we say to these things? If God is for us, what can be against us? If God is for us, what can be against us? God has continually demonstrated that he's for us. He's in the midst of us. He's trying to determine through us, what is there really to fear? What can trouble you? I'm going to say that again. God continually has demonstrated that I'm with you. I'm for you. He's continually, he let us get a situation that only he could bring us out, and then he brought us out. He wanted to demonstrate that I am in the midst of you. I don't care what comes. I don't care what goes. I don't care who comes. I don't care who goes. I am in the midst of thee. So what can trouble you? What can cause you to fear? What would make you doubt at this stage of the journey? I ain't talking about everybody right there. We got some little baby saints in here, so I'm not really talking to you. But I'm talking to some folks that's been walking with God. What would now make you doubt that God is not with you and for you? Can I help you a minute? Because I live in a real world. There are some things that can make us fear. There are some things that make us doubt, but I want to help you with that. Do you know what makes us fear? Lack of knowledge of the Word of God. Do y'all know what makes us doubt? Lack of understanding His Word and what His Word means. Can I go a little bit deeper? Because sometimes we do doubt. Sometimes we fear. And we need to now understand, where's all this coming from? It's lack of knowledge, lack of understanding. Can I go a little bit deeper? Y'all know what else make us fear and make us doubt? The process being longer than expected. Oh, I understand the word. I know what God said. I can tell you many scriptures that apply to that. But it's a little different when now it's taking a little longer than expected. I thought this would be over by now. Well, y'all ain't saying nothing. I'm trying to help you here, because the truth of the matter is I have to wrestle with the tension that I believe God, but it ain't happened yet. Sometimes I gotta wait little bit longer than expected. If you're not careful, it'll cause doubt to creep in. Process being longer than expected. Can I preach this for a few moments? What else will make us doubt? What else will make us fear? The prophecies and the promises causing us to take unexpected turns and twists. Has God ever promised anybody anything? And now to get it, you find yourself going down a road that you didn't see yourself going down. God, y'all ain't saying nothing. God, I thought I was going to be able to stand here and see the salvation of the Lord. You said turn left. No, I'm standing still. No, that ain't what I said. And when you turn left out of the instructions of the God, of your God, and you find yourself on an unexpected pathway, if you're not careful, doubt and fear will creep in. Ask yourself, what am I doing over here? Now, this is the seventh doctor that done looked at my body. God, what am I doing here? I'm saying in church, you my healer. And now I'm at the seventh specialist. It was all right after I went to the first specialist. Now I'm at the seventh specialist. And they still ain't giving me no real good answers. You'll start asking, what am I doing? You're not careful, doubt will creep in. Can I tell y'all the last thing that'll cause doubt and fear to creep in? I'm gonna get there, despised. I'm not long from that. But I gotta build a text. Can I tell you what else will cause us to doubt and fear? When you hear it deep, deep, deep in your spirit, it just ain't time yet. I wish I had some honest folks in here. Every now and then, the thing we want, the things that we desire, stay with me. You hear deep in your spirit, it just ain't time yet. If you're not careful, your desire, I'm going to build my text, will move from desire to despising.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full-length copy. We hope you are encouraged, and please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.